The ribbon has been cut on the Dante Club's new Salute Lounge. The grand opening took place as the Festa Italiana events for the day kicked off. It's a great feeling, a great grand opening. There's been a lot of build-up on Facebook about what we were offering at the market today, said Alana Loretto, an executive member of the Dante Club and the interior designer who helped shape the space's new look. The renovations that the Dante Club has been undertaking since the COVID-19 pandemic were funded by Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corporation, NOHFC, program and donations from Newmont Porcupine. Newmont uses our club a lot, so the Grand Room was sponsored by them, said Loretto. A few people came down and went, wow, because it is a huge change from before, said Loretto. The reaction has been great. Timmins MPP George Peary attended and said that the energy in the Salute Lounge spoke to the energy local people bring to community events. There's a real buzz and positive attitude here, he said. It speaks to the community of Timmins and the belief that they have in diversity, and the support for the Italian community here. Mayor Michelle Boileau also commented on the energy of the attendees. It's so much fun, and it's buzzing around, it's so exciting, said Boileau. The grand opening happened in concert with Il Mercato Dante, where fresh pasta, sauces and other traditional Italian dishes can be purchased. Food is a huge part of the celebrations all weekend, and Loretto said volunteers have been working hard to make sure everything is ready. Among the offerings is gelato courtesy of the club's new gelato machine. Elena McKenzie has been mastering the art of making gelato since the machine arrived in May. Our whole goal is to make it authentic, she said. It's an authentic recipe, fresh ingredients, milk, cream, sugar and some TLC, and as we learn the machine then we can dabble and expand our recipes, but we always want it to be authentic. They are using recipes that two members got while taking a cooking class in Florence, Italy. Individual servings will be available through the market today and during the street party on Sunday, but McKenzie said they are planning on selling it by the liter in the future. That's what we're hoping for, she said. It's another thing we can offer to people and I'm not sure there are a lot of people in Northern Ontario making gelato, so there's definitely a market. All of the pasta, sauces, baked goods and other foods available through the market and the dining events this weekend were made by volunteers. We had 18 volunteers and they made 1,500 meatballs in 45 minutes, she said. There was a big production line in the main hall. Those are for the meatball subs tomorrow, and the uncooked ones that are available at the market today. Festa Italiana continues tomorrow with a street party featuring a car show, music and plenty of food. The market will be open until 3 p.m. today at the Porcupine Dante Club. Loretto said that the money made during Festa Italiana all goes toward future plans for the club. We put it right back into the club, for new things we need, she said. So like the new gelato machine, and we're looking at pizza ovens. More information on the festival is available on the Porcupine Dante Club website.